Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We got an email from a mystery guy who wants to get a second date update.
Why mystery?
Well, he requested that we not use his real name during the call.
And how is the person going to know who we're talking about?
That's a good question.
Okay.
And I don't know why he doesn't want to use his real name, if he's maybe in the witness protection program.
Oh, that's obviously what we should go to first.
Or if he's maybe trying to have an affair and doesn't want his wife to find out about this.
Oh, dang.
Or maybe his real name is just super sad and embarrassing. Like Stevie Shartz.
Oh, what a terrible name.
Or Will Whack Me. I don't know.
You never forget Will Whack Me, though.
No, you won't. Let's talk to him. First, what fake name would you like to go by, and why are you hiding your identity?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm going to be using Chip Green.
Chip Green.
Like a chocolate chip?
Why pick such a lame fake name? Chip?
Hey, don't make fun of his name.
Sorry to all of our listeners named Chip out there.
I don't know.
What do you want his name to be, like, Renegade? Like,
I don't know. Just
yeah,
cool.
Why,
something badass.
Why are you hiding your identity?
So, here's the thing. I am a professional golfer, and people wouldn't know who I am if I said my name.
Is this Bruce Koepka?
Okay.
Oh. No, you know what? That's not true. I wouldn't know who you were if you said your name. I don't know any. Unless you're Tiger Woods.
I'm not Tiger Woods.
Okay, then I wouldn't have known you.
Right, now I get the name Chip Green.
Ricky Fowler?
I get it. Yeah.
That's clever.
Could have been Rough Fairway.
Yeah.
No? Okay,
nope.
Didn't think that was funny.
Like that
apparently
one.
My golf humor is not on par.
All right.
Hey, there's layers to this, guys.
Oh, God. This is going to be a long call.
I'm with you, Brooke.
All right, Chip.
All right.
So, Chip, tell us about the woman that you want us to call today. What's her name?
Her name's Stephanie.
Okay.
And I'm guessing since you're a professional athlete that you don't often not get a call back.
You would be correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how did you meet Stephanie?
It's a dating website. Like, you know, OkCupid, but it's specifically for elite millionaires, executives,
nice.
Sports stars like myself.
So uh-huh. Are the do the women on this site also have to be that elite?
No, they kind of just have to look good. I mean, there's no net worth qualifications for them.
Okay. So this is like a sugar daddy type situation.
Not at all. Not at all. It's a way to find a different class of people, you know, for people like me who are in the public eye. And, mm-hmm. you know, I'm looking for a real connection.
So you actually want a relationship?
Oh, absolutely.
So what about her stood out?
She was, I mean, probably the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. She was stunning. She was gorgeous.
Yeah, do you have any more adjectives for how attractive she was?
I mean, it's a dating site, so, you know, looks are the first thing I noticed. Then I read her profile, and she seemed funny and smart. She has a college education, and she has her own job.
So she's basically checking all your boxes before you even met her.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so what were you feeling when you're going into this date? Are you nervous?
Oh, yeah, I was definitely nervous because I was like, oh, I don't want to blow this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you more nervous going into this date or doing the 18th hole where you're going to win the tournament?
You know what? The date, because I know that I'm probably going to make that shot.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Life.
So, you're a pro. Okay.
FedEx Cup, no big deal.
What did you guys, what did you guys decide to do for the date?
So she had said that she is not easily impressed. Mm-hmm. So I rented a helicopter.
Oh, damn.
Dang.
I picked her up in the helicopter, flew us out, get into a Rolls Royce that I rented.
Oh, my God.
She's going to get some dinner in the helicopter.
Why did I never date a really rich superstar? Like, what is my problem?
But it gets better. Drive the Rolls Royce, beautiful scenery. We're talking. Get to, like, a harbor, you know, like a yacht club.
Uh-huh. Oh, of course, yes. It's not a boat, it's a yacht.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, like, first-class dining experience on this boat.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what is the vibe like between you two through all of this?
I mean, I think it's pretty good.
Okay.
Like, we were having this expensive date, but it was talking about real stuff.
Okay.
But this is the part where I think she was really impressed. So, you know, we're talking about, like, hobbies, and I said, you know, I love my dogs, all that sort of thing, but I recently started collecting diamonds.
Oh, wait a minute.
Get off the phone. Get off the phone. You're stop kidding me. It. I'm a professional golfer who collects diamonds.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about some really down to earth stuff.
What? No,
it's a serious thing.
And then what? What happened?
Well, we had dessert. And then I had paid for a fireworks show over the harbor.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
Dude.
Dang, dude.
How are you going to ever come back on your second date and up this at all?
Well, that's the thing. I can't even get a second date with her, so I can't even try at this point.
Okay, well, so, I mean, how did this all end for you? How did the evening end after the fireworks were done?
So, you know, the evening was winding down, and I told her, I said, I've got this whole yacht for the whole weekend. No pressure. If you want to stay the night, you can. You can have your own cabin.
We don't have
to sleep in the same bed.
Oh my God.
You know, no pressure.
So cool.
She said no, that she had stuff to do the next day. So I drove her back to the helicopter. I was staying on the yacht for the weekend because, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, what was the last moments before she got on the helicopter?
Well, it was like a nice kiss goodbye.
Then,
you know, she waved through the window as like the helicopter was going up. And that was it. That's the last I've heard from her.
I mean, it could be that she just met a better millionaire on that same dating website. I'm not to be terrible.
Yeah, someone
but
that
like,
actually owns a yacht.
You described her as the most beautiful woman on that dating site that the elite people are on, maybe she's got options.
If you say so. But, like, I mean, at least like a text, you know. Even if I had taken her to, like, Arby's, I would want a text and it was like, thanks for dinner.
Man, she gave you nothing afterwards?
Nothing.
Oh,
that's kind of rude.
Yeah.
But they did kiss.
I mean, last time I hung out with a diamond collector, I at least said that was great.
Yeah. She at least gave some over-the-shirt stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Okay, let's call Stephanie. We'll play a song, come back, and we'll get you your second date update, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, hang on. If you're just tuning in, we are hashtag blessed because we've got a pro athlete on the phone for a second date update. Not sure exactly who he is because he asked not to use his real name. Instead, he wanted to use the alias Chip Green because he's a pro golfer.
I just got it, Chip.
Yes.
Just now got it?
I didn't Chip. Know. Well, you made fun of him for being so lame.
Chip onto, you know, the green.
Yeah.
It could have been Chip Putter.
And we already have a bunch of people texting in, guessing who you are, but Chip met a gorgeous woman named Stephanie on a dating app for ultra-rich and famous people.
Uh-huh.
He took her on a date that would honestly put The Bachelor to shame.
Yeah.
He rented a helicopter, which flew them to a Rolls Royce that he'd rented, which drove them to a private yacht where they enjoyed a catered dinner, cooked by, I assume, celebrity chef Bobby Flay. And then to finish off the night, he paid for a fireworks show over the harbor where the yacht was moored. And he offered to let Stephanie stay with him on the yacht for the weekend in her own private cabin, but she declined. And ever since, she's gone completely silent.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants some answers. Is that right, Chip?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. But don't forget, I collect diamonds, and we did talk about that.
Oh yes. Excuse me. I apologize for not mentioning your new diamond collecting hobby.
Chip, I mean, you say you did all of this because she claimed to be not easily impressed.
Yeah, exactly.
But is there any chance that by that she meant like impressed by people's personality or the intangible things that money can't buy?
No, I don't think that's what she meant.
It's just so much. Like the fireworks show for me would have put it over the edge. What are you compensating for is kind of almost what it feels like.
Okay, well, don't you worry about that. But like, I honestly don't think she ever thought that I would call her on it.
You wanted to put your money where your mouth was, is what you're saying.
Literally.
Lot of the money.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
it wasn't as much as you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, I think we have very different ideas of what is a lot of money and what is not.
Humble Chip.
Uh-huh.
Not bragging at all about his date. Let's call Stephanie right now and figure out why she's not getting back to you. You ready?
I'm all ready. Thank you, guys.
All right, here we go. I'm dialing the phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Stephanie, please?
This is she. Who's calling?
This is the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing something called a second date update. Have you ever heard of that before?
I mean, I've heard of it.
Okay. Positive.
That's
cool.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Something. You've got the ears that have heard the things.
Yeah.
And so if you're not familiar with it, though, the way it works is If you go out on a date with someone and afterwards they're not calling you back, you can reach out to our show and we'll get a hold of them for you to try and figure out the reason why.
I mean, I haven't gone out on a date with anyone who hasn't called me back.
Well, yeah. No, see, you're the person who's not calling back after the date.
And they're wanting to go out with you again, but you're not touching base at all with them. You've ghosted them.
I would tell you the name of the guy who's calling, but I don't know his name.
Oh, that's right.
It doesn't help. He's going by an alias.
Yeah.
That seems kind of sketchy.
Well, he's trying to protect his image because he's sort of in the spotlight a lot.
He's a pro golfer.
Oh.
I don't know if I want to talk about this on the radio.
What? We're talking about the date, right? Like the helicopter Rolls Royce yacht fireworks date.
Yep. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Dude, he said that you didn't even text him back a thank you.
Nope, I did not.
Wow, that's brutal.
Yeah, why would you be so cold to him after he went all out for you with this? I mean, he must have spent thousands and thousands of dollars on this date.
Okay, so Stephanie, this was my theory, okay? I mean, because he told us that the reason he did all that was because you said you weren't very easily impressed. I mean, that had to impress you, right?
Yeah, it was impressive.
Was it too much? Because the fireworks show would have put me over the edge.
That was a little bit too much.
Oh, what?
I mean, it was pretty, but it kind of felt like he was overcompensating.
Okay. I mean, we're just hoping to get some answers for the guy because he says he really likes you and he thought that you guys had a strong connection and you're giving him nothing after the date ended.
Well, there's a reason for that.
What would that be?
This is going to be embarrassing for him.
I mean, he already knows that when he calls into our show asking for help, you basically sign up with the acknowledgement that you might hear something you don't want to hear.
It's kind of like the terms and conditions of doing this.
Yeah.
But also, like, we're using his fake name. We don't even know who this guy is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't either.
What?
What do you mean?
Except I know who he's not.
Okay.
Okay, explain.
Okay, so you know about this website where we met through.
Yeah, we're like the rich, elite, famous, super wealthy people date.
Right. So I've dated another pro golfer. And after the date, I texted my ex, who I'm still friends with, because I just wanted some background on this guy, because he just didn't fit the profile of golfers I've hung out with before. Something felt off.
Okay.
And so my ex said he would look into him. And he texted me back 15 minutes later. And he was like, this guy doesn't exist. And I was like, what do you mean? And he said, he's just not a golfer. He's not in the league or whatever it is. I don't really care about sports.
So wait.
It's the tour, but
he was lying about being a pro golfer? I mean, because that was his whole shtick to us, was that he couldn't tell us his name because people would know him as a professional golfer.
Yeah.
Right.
He can't tell you his name because nobody will know him as a professional golfer.
Whoa. But how would he have all that money?
Yeah.
I don't know how he has that money, but I've already reported him to the website. I emailed and was like, this guy's a scam artist and you guys need to vet your clients more thoroughly.
Wow.
Well, geez, I don't know what to say anymore other than to tell you that he's been on the other line listening and he wants to talk to you.
Are you guys serious?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
I mean, I went no contact with him for a reason.
Yeah. Well, don't you want to know why he's lying or where he got all this stuff from?
No, I don't ever want to talk to him again.
Well, it's a little bit too late for that. Chip's there, I think.
Well, that's really cute, you guys.
Chip!
Hey, Stephanie.
What's up, creep?
Oh!
All right. Well.
It's actually Chip. You mispronounced that one.
Just like real quick, guys, right off the bat, I just want to say to you, Stephanie, I didn't lie about anything.
What?
So you are a pro golfer.
You want to find some pictures of yourself playing golf and text them to these radio people? Because nobody else can find any.
Well, I'll tell you, you're never going to hear back from the website because they did vet me and they know my net worth.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So wait, hold on.
This is all confusing, man. You got to explain. Apparently, the other golfers on the tour don't know who you are.
Can you just give up the lie? Nobody's buying this.
Okay, listen. I am a pro golfer. But it's mini golf that I'm a professional at.
What?
Oh, you're a pro mini golfer?
I wasn't lying. I tour constantly, and I make a really good living.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
My goodness. I don't know what to say.
Well,
Stephanie, how are you feeling?
I feel exactly the same way I did before you guys called. I just don't want to go out with him again.
But he's right, though. I will say he wasn't lying. He's actually I didn't know that professional mini golf existed, but.
Okay, so I used to say that I was a pro mini golfer on my website profile, and people thought it was a joke. So I said, well, you know, maybe you'll just change it to pro golfer and see. And all of a sudden, now you're like, oh, a pro golfer.
Oh.
It was my paycheck. That's what you were interested in.
You have to be wealthy on both ends to get on this site, asshole. Oh. Stop trying to, like, pull yourself out of this by your tiny little
That whole stereotype about mini golfers having small is totally untrue. And you're just a shrewd.
I guess I'll never find out.
Do we ask still?
I don't know. I feel like maybe we should. This is the right time. Stephanie, at this point, we'd like to offer you a second date with Chip, the mini golfer, not the pro real golfer. Would you like to go out with him? We'll pay for it.
No, thank you.
Oh, shocking.
Are you sure?
I didn't see that coming.
You could lock down that pro mini golf money.
I'm really, really, really sure, you guys. Oh. I'm done here.
You know what? Before you guys asked, I was done with her.
Oh.
She lost out on a mini golf pro. She lost out. Too bad for her.
Chip, you'll find a woman that loves mini golf just as much as you do. Don't be ashamed of what you do for a living, man.
Yeah,
you know what? You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
You bogeyed this date, but the next one, you're going to get an eagle, I promise.
Do you still use those terms in mini golf?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Right, Chip?
Well, you don't have it quite right, but, you know. You're...
Okay. Yeah. Moving 92.5.